Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
That's Mark Knopfler on Fast Fingers there. Dire Straits bring us back 23 after the hour, 23 years on the air. We're celebrating the 23rd anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'm responsible for the chaos around here. SmallBusinessAdvocate.com, that's a 23-year-old website. How about that, folks? We got all the numbers lined up here. I'm very excited about having our good friend Wally Bach back. Wally's the 97 model. He's been with me now. We're going to celebrate his 23rd anniversary next month when he comes back to join us again. And he's pretty darn close. Wally is the author of a bunch of books, including Net Income, Cyber Power for Business, and others. But now he spends his time helping people like you get your book out of your head and in front of somebody who can read it. Writing a book with Wally.com. Wally, you got a couple of going on right now, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Susie McAlpin, who's a client of mine in New Zealand, has a book coming out in February about burnout. How to spot it, stop it, and stamp it out. It's too good.
I thought you could spot burnout when your hair started falling out. I thought that was how you could spot burnout.
You think that's your own kind of chemotherapy?
Or when your spouse says, "When did you get that twitch?"
Yeah. Has your eye always done that?
Right. What's the essence of her of the burnout? What give us a clue?
Well, the clue is that an awful lot of what's out there isn't correct. And one of the things that Susie looks at, because she's a very successful consultant before this book, is the impact that the workplace has, or that your boss has, or that if you're a boss that you have on other people, and how you can do some things to prevent. And if you have somebody who burns out on you, which is way more common than it used to be, thanks to our 24/7, let me wake you up in the middle of the night with a text world, gives you some ways to deal with it. I don't know if they're going to, Random House is going to pop, Penguin Random House is going to publish it in the U.S., but I wouldn't be surprised, because it really fills a need.
Well, good. What's the title?
The title is Beyond Burnout.
How can they find out about the progress? Is there a place where, is she serializing it somewhere? That's one of the things, and I'll let you answer my question in a second, but I've serialized a lot of books on this show with authors months, maybe years before they actually published it. What do you think?
Well, it's coming out in 21, and this is a major publisher book. Most of my clients publish themselves.
Yeah.
And so you're limited. That's one of the reasons where self-publishing can really get it. You can do things like serialization and so forth. Big-time publishers don't want to do that.
That's the reason why there's not many big-time publishers anymore. They do not get the new world.
There will soon be less.
Oh yeah, no, they are Tyrannosaurus Rexes waiting to happen.
Well, you know, they're really good at figuring out how to publish a 250-page book, whether the topic needs 250 pages or not.
Right. No,
between hardcovers and put it in boxes.
It's unfortunate, because we need that strata of the marketplace. I mean, I don't. When I say they're not going to be around long, I'm not saying that with any glee. I don't like that. I wish they could hang around. I just wish they didn't have their head, down there with the ostriches. You know, they just don't. Or in another dark place, they just don't get it.
Well, that's true. The other thing I found out working on this book is I remember my first four books were with Penton, which is an industrial house. And, man, the editor worked with me. The editor really taught me to write. I thought I could write before John. But that's what publishing used to be like here. It's not like that here anymore. It's still like that in New Zealand. But that doesn't change where they have their head in terms of the technology, and how the market is
right.
moving.
Right.
But it's a much more.
Well, they probably don't have that many older editors, veteran, seasoned, mature editors. That's probably part
all,
of it.
All the editing that I see at the main houses now, not all, but probably 80% is freelance.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
They bring in a freelancer to do a book instead of having somebody on staff. And long term, that's not a good solution.
Folks, I hope what you're hearing in this little banter we're having is why you need to have Wally helping you, because he's been there, done that. He's seen it. He's got the scars on his back to prove it. He's got the knots on his head to prove it. And so, if nothing else, I encourage you to at least have a conversation with Wally about your book, writing a book with Wally. Hey, Wally. Thanks for 23 great years.
Well, it'll be the real anniversary is next month, Jim.
I know. So I know.
I may have to plan something involving explosives.
Pyrotechnics are welcome here. We like pyrotechnics and water cannons. So that would be good too. Hey, Wally, thank you for everything. Thank you for your leadership. You continue to be a leader in the marketplace, and we're the better for that. We'll see you next time.
Well, thanks for being a friend for 23 years, Jeff. That's even better.
You got it. From one curmudgeon to another, we'll see you later. Wally Bock, ladies and gentlemen, as you can tell, he's the best. Quick break. I'm Jim Blasinger. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.